Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
On the Huddle this morning, or this evening rather, Jason Begani and Janet Wilson. Good evening to you both.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening.
Josie, let me start with you. We're living in times of nationalism where it reigns supreme, I suppose, and you've got more and more voters wanting to feel safe, so I suspect they will lean towards the right. But, Josie, I was surprised by experts saying terrorism is something that we are just getting used to now. I don't think we need to accept that, particularly in France. What do you see in this?
No, but what she means, and I lived in France for a number of years, so I can visualise this very clearly. There's a state of emergency in France now since the last attack. And so that means, if you can imagine it, soldiers walking past the school gates, up and down the Champs-Élysées, even just in your back streets, when you're going down to the local butcher or baker. So I think what she's saying is that people are learning to accept that heightened security, not that they're learning to accept terrorism. And what's interesting about Macron's win is that it's not the usual thing that we've seen in Trump and in Brexit. It's not a rejection of Europe. It's not a rejection of open borders. It's not a rejection of internationalism. Macron stands for Europe. He stands for open borders. He's very positive about this stuff. He's very pro-controlled immigration. So I think this is really positive. It's actually a rejection of some of the trends we've seen with Trump and Brexit and so on. So I think it's great.
So, Janet, that's why I put it to our expert that we are seeing what could be described as complete polar opposites. What do you see in this?
I don't think they're polar opposites at all. I think Marine Le Pen definitely is a polar opposite. But Macron represents the middle ground, and that's the interesting thing, as Josie said. What it is, though, is a complete rejection of the old established political parties, of the Socialist Party and the right-wing Republican Party. And it's an adoption on both sides. For Macron, it is globalization. For Marine Le Pen, it is nationalization. And those are the axis on which this political campaign is being run, which is fascinating.